Hey there, this is Weight Stories, episode one.
So, from time to time, things pop up and you're like, oh, that's not normal. You know, this is going to go away, or, you know, I slept funny, or, you know, I must have got a bug bite or like a mosquito bite or something like that. And then there's the things that don't go away.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden I get a bump under my left ear lobe. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, this might just be like, I don't know, when I shaved, it made an ingrown hair or something like that. I'm not really worried about
it. Mind you, he literally got the same thing on the left side of his ear about 2 weeks prior.
On the right side?
No, on the left side, 2 weeks prior.
Yeah.
Previously. And it just went away. It was like a blind pimple.
Well, you take care of it. You know, and
well, it wasn't a big deal. It was like, you were like, oh yeah, I got this, blah blah blah, and then this thing hurt you so bad that I remember I accidentally touched it and you saw stars.
Yeah, so this thing mutated into something else. And it wasn't good for the home team, you know, at all. So like, thing was, it was like, you know, if it got accidentally hit, you know, sometimes it's kind of like, ah, and then you're like, you know, so like, no, this was like a lingering.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would swell up, and then my ear would look like Shrek. Like, if my ear would be horizontal instead of vertical. And that's not a good look, right? I'm talking to my children, and, you know, they're looking at my ear. You know, they're not hearing any of the words coming out of my mouth. They're just eyes are fixated on, why is Dad's ear in the wrong direction?
That's so hilarious. I can see the two younger ones specifically zoning in on it, like as you're talking, like.
And you know that's what they're looking at, and because you can see their eyes, they're not looking at you in the face. They're looking at something else, and that made me feel a certain type of way. So you know, at that point, I said, you know, it's time to we gotta.
I probably should get this checked out.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get this taken care of, because you know, they can't even look me in the face. You know, they're just focused. And so I got a doctor's appointment that, you know, it has nothing to do with COVID. So that pushes it back about 2 months, you know, right out the gate.
You're
so
not lying.
I'm like, my ear is literally faced the wrong direction. And I need some assistance.
Be losing my hearing.
And I can't, you know, I don't.
We'll see you in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, we'll give you.
COVID, you don't have fever. We'll see you in 3 weeks.
You'll be all right. And so that wasn't, you know, so we're not fit for that either. But you know, you make the appointment to be diligent, and then you know, that'll be the follow up, and then you have to take more extreme measures, right?
Every follow up is hit on your insurance, your deductible. It's just such a scheme.
Well, healthcare is expensive in the United States, but we all know that. But that's neither here nor there. We get to the point where, okay, we're gonna have to get some emergency treatment here. My kids are looking at me a certain type of way. My ears face in the wrong direction. You know, it's not getting any better. And it's becoming something that's occupying my life decisions, you know, which way you want to sleep, you know, just, are you going to wear a hat? No, you can't.
Are you going to wear a Band-Aid? There's times where it's like, you took my hand, like turned it to the other side. I'm like, oh, that's right.
You got to ensure no one touches this thing, because if they do, it goes into like excruciating pain. So this is affecting my life at this point. So it's like, okay, now we gotta check something out. Mm-hmm. I did make the mistake of letting my parents know about this, which once I told them and you know, kind of stopped hiding from them. My ear, I was like Theo from the Cosby Show. Like every time I walked by him, I made sure they only saw the right hand side of my face so they wouldn't see my ear.
Oh, when Theo got a hickey?
No, when he got his ears pierced and they
didn't know what to say. Oh my gosh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, I was doing that for like the past like 2 days. And then finally I was like, no, I'm just going to say it. So that directly transferred to me having stage 4 cancer, which was like the worst.
Stop it. That was what you thought.
They automatically upticked it to like the 98th degree. So now all the pressure's on. We got to figure something out. So we go to the medical aid unit, right? I call it medical aid. Kelly likes to call it urgent care.
Urgent care.
Two different flip sides of the same coin.
I've never called it, I never heard of medical aid, so I have no idea what to compare it to, but I know urgent care typically takes care of you. Yeah. However,
I can compare urgent care to Medicare, not Medicare.
There's urgent care to the place in Delaware that you said does all the...
Yeah, they're the same thing, basically. Either way. We go in there, right?
Your insurance, you only have to pay $4.
Yeah, they go in. So I go in, and they're, you know, they didn't have a choice. They didn't even have insurance. I think they had to take it. It's like here. You get the, you know, tell them what's going on. It's very odd because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Everybody's a little sketch, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then they try to ask you, like, do you think you have COVID? Is that why you're here? And you're like, telling them, like, no. But they don't really know if that's true. So it's like, you go through this rip and roll. And then they get past it. And then they're like, okay, you can go back. And they're like, but only you can go back. And my fiance can't go back. So.
Yeah.
When that occurs. Right. It's like. Kelly, how did you feel?
I felt very upset. I said to the, I actually went up to the nurse and I explained, hey, my fiance's in there. He's pretty upset. I want to be there with him.
I wasn't upset.
I wasn't lying, but I was embellishing a little bit. And I said, you know, he's pretty upset. I want to be there with him, blah, blah, blah.
I was in pain.
And she was like, she called and she was like, oh, they said only one person can be in there. And I was like, are you serious? Well, can I have the key? Can you at least get the keys from his car and I'll wait in the car for him? Oh, you don't have your own? No, I don't have my own car here. I have.
Oh, they said that?
Yes.
I didn't know that. They got personal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. So, so mind you, right, my ear is about to explode.
Mm.
Which is not a good feeling. And so all this now drama's popping off, and I'm just like, can somebody just sit here? But that's a non-issue. So I'm in the room by myself. A lady comes into the room, a nurse, and she looks like she might have been on like one of those shows like where it's like Breaking Bad, but in real life.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Good.
Or like something, just people with harsh, like, you know, they got like harsh features. Their hair's real slick back.
Mm.
It just wasn't a good look. And she's the nurse that's supposed to, like, you know, get everything set up. So I'm not feeling too comforted at this point.
Understandably.
And she had a boot on her foot. So I was like, yo, if you can't even take care of yourself, how can you take care of me at this time? And I'm just thinking about that, but accidents happen. But she looks like somebody that would probably create the accident that caused the incident.
Oof, that's not a good look.
So I didn't have a lot of confidence. This is my first, and mind you, this is my first time at a medical facility on a localized level in... Where we're at, right? So I'm used to something else in a different state. So this is all my first impressions. So my fiance can't be around me at all. you have someone that may or may not have a drug addiction problem that is my nurse, and my ear is literally about to explode. So this is happening, and finally the doctor comes in and just kind of lays it out and is just like, essentially, this is too long of a story, but I'll just keep it short. We're going to slice your ear open, and then we're going to give you like a prescription, and then we're going to send you home. And I was like, excuse me, you're going to do what? Yeah, we're gonna take a scalpel, and it literally said the words, we're going to take a scalpel and we're going to slice the back of your ear and drain whatever that is. And then we're going to give you an antibiotic and we're going to go. Or if you don't want to do that or you can't, just get the antibiotic. But if it doesn't do anything, you're going to have to do it anyway because it's a problem.
She wanted to cut your ear. She wanted to see what was in there.
So I'm like, yo, I'm getting cut tonight. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things, like if, you know, but your mind, like for me, my mind has to prepare for my skin to be for an incision to go into my skin. Like you want to be ready for that. Like, you know, normally if nobody gets, you have to be ready for that mentally.
I've never been ready for that mentally except for when I had children.
Well, I mean, I had to come up with this on a whim. So
yes, I can't imagine waiting.
So I started asking questions to stall while I'm trying to get myself together.
That's not funny.
So I'm like, you know.
And meanwhile, I'm in the car like, what's he doing? Duo me. Let's see each other. What are you doing? You're like, I'm in the room with the doctor.
Yeah, and I'm like trying to say like, we can't, like, this person is about to cut me, and like you're up here like saying like, this is horrible. No, I need to be it. You need to tell her. And I'm thinking she's about to slice my ear open. So I don't want, remember I was like, you know, she's here. Let me get off of the phone. Because we talked about the fly on previous podcasts. Look it up. I didn't want to become that and just have my ear fall off. So this was actually, I was concerned and I thought about that. So I'm like, this lady is going to put a blade to my face. And Kelly's like, yo, I need to storm up in there and figure out. No, like, how about, like, let me just get this done and figure it out. And I'm still trying to process it. So, okay. So then she tells me, this is what we're going to do. We're going to spray this stuff on the area that nobody can touch, because if you touch it, I literally like get all torn up. We're gonna spray this stuff on it, right? Then it's gonna make it cold, and then we're gonna put a needle in it. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. So you're gonna put a needle in the area that if somebody were to do a wisp, just a. Someone could do a silent fart on my ear, and I would be like, ah.
Bring you to your knees.
It would bring me down to my knee with my eyes watering. And they're going to put a needle. And I'm still trying to process getting cut. I'm not even to that point yet. And then I'm hearing this on top of that. Right? And I have no support system.
Oh, because they wouldn't let me go in there.
Exactly.
I told you. So this is happening. I said, wait, I will go in there and make.
And I was like, nah, because I got to get cut, like, and I don't want to get messed up.
And I was like, I will make a scene.
I didn't want that in my life because I had.
Because I love him.
So, yes, she was very concerned. That is 100%. So I'm like, okay, let's just go ahead and do it. And I'm just like, I'm just gonna bite the bullet. I don't care. I was saying I don't care, but it was like, I don't care where you really do care, and it's obvious that you do. And I didn't say it. I don't even think I verbalized I don't care. I just kind of toughened up, like, yeah, this is what's gonna happen. And so they sprayed the cold stuff on it. I was like, yeah, it feels cold. It doesn't feel numb. And that scared me. Then the first needle goes in, and keyword is first. It was ridiculous. And I'm like, all right. Just give it. It's gonna be really bad for like 3-4 seconds, right? yeah, whatever. And it was bad. Except for the fact that then there was a second needle that was in the worst part of it. And that was even worse. And then after that, so it was about 10 seconds of like immense pain. And then they start with their cutting, and then she's like, oh, and then she's making all these like analogies. She's like, oh man, it's really pouring out there. And I'm like, oh wow.
She's well, like, yeah, we're really getting that. Shower after
oh,
this.
You're gonna have to get in the shower after that. Oh, because I'm trying to keep it away from you. I don't know what's happening. It's behind. It's my ear. It's behind my ear.
Gosh. The weight stories. This is why I titled this weight stories, because his stories are ridiculous, God.
And I'm like, is it okay? Is that? Oh, we're gonna get a culture of this. And she's like pulling out vials and stuff. And I'm like, it's like my head like spurting. I don't know what's going on. And then I'm like, do I need a stitch or something? And then she's like, oh, well, no, let's not forget. Oh, there's still more there, but that should make you, that you should be okay for that, right? My head is like ringing at this point.
Like, what?
I'm like,
what did you say?
Yeah, it's, and then she says, I'm like, do I need to get a stitch? Or she's like wiping my neck. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, do I need to get a stitch or something? And she's like, no, we need it to stay open. And I'm like, what? I was like, how is it going to heal? Well, it'll eventually heal. But I was like, I don't want to have like an open wound during COVID. I mean, isn't that bad? Like, that's like horrible. She's like, oh no, it'll heal. Just put a band, and she put a Band-Aid on it.
His ear.
I thought I was gonna get some gauze or something. I didn't. She did use the very high quality fabric Band-Aid, which I appreciate. That has a good adhesive that will rip all of
your facial hair.
My facial hair off. And I should have gotten a trim up, because it kind of got on my neck a little bit, and I need to trim up, and that's going to rip all that off.
Mm.
But with that being said, too, it's apparently my back of my ear is just going to continually drain as I take antibiotics for 10 days. When you have the flu, the antibiotic is like 3 days or 5 days.
Really?
Why am I taking an antibiotic for 10 days?
I don't know that I've ever legitimately had the flu.
Well, apparently my ear had the flu, and it was like the worst. It was like the Spanish flu combined with coronavirus all in one. And then she sliced my ear open, and that was my Friday night. And I wasn't expecting it at all. And here we are. That's just a random Friday.
It is a random Friday. That's our life. Even when we don't have children.
That's what happens. Thanks for listening, guys.
Good night.